cheeky motor car, a fuzzy Wanda brewer, an Uncle Toppy baggage claim, a chew toy in the sewer. Cheeky, cheeky motor car. Cheeky, 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 cheeky motor car. Motor car.
Cheeky motor, motor, cheeky motor, motor, cheeky, cheeky motor car.
Motor, motor, vroom.
I am Rasputin. They were.
The baby lives in a crib because he can't take very good care of himself. The baby wears diapers because, well, we know all about that. The baby is kind of scared, so he sucks on this thing to take his mind off his troubles. Drugs are like that. Uh-oh.
Dad, you wouldn't allow your young man or young woman to play with this cobra snake, would you?
He must really have been hooked on that thing. Drugs are like that, too.
10% of a dollar bill you will kill, you greedy snake fucker, you know that you will. Come on, take me to the future witch, she'll truly transcend the horror of your slavery, your falsely branded bravery, the evil you are will be exposed.
Slim knew that his big sack would be hard to handle, so he asked Orville Slump if he'd carry it for him.
Cheeky motor, motor, cheeky motor, motor, cheeky, cheeky motor car.
So your name is Reg the Dancing Pickle.
It is, and I like to dance, I like to do the salsa, because pickles are in salsa.
You like to swing your pickle when you dance, is that what you said?
That's what my sister said when she saw me dance.
I didn't even know you had a sister.
Well, I used to, but I turned her into vegetable and I ate her.
What kind of vegetable, pickle?
Squash.
Should we talk about Christianity then?
Oh, I thought we were.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Anyone who can turn a woman into a pickle has got to be a Christian.
I once turned a pickle into a woman, and then it called me Reggie.
Well, it must have been my sister.
So that's how the world started then.
One day there was this nothing, and then there was a pickle.
Right. It was nothing, and then a pickle.
Then it started squirting juice, and it made the stars.
Made the stars, that pickle juice.
And then Mesopotamia.
And then Mesopotamia came along.
Well, I made a big Mesopotamia.
Yeah, it was a huge Mesopotamia.
Yeah, Potamia was perfect, and then all of a sudden I made a big Mesopotamia. What do you believe in?
I believe in everything.
Really?
Absolutely everything. Everything I see, I believe.
Do you believe in that buffalo over there that's smoking a pipe?
Yeah, if I can see it. Where is it?
It's right over there. Well, you don't even need to see it. You'd have to believe it.
Oh, that thing with a cord sticking out of it. Yeah, yeah, I see it.
Don't squint your testicles. Just take a look.
I can't help it. If I look at something that hard, my testicles get squinty.
Can you see it now?
No, I can't see it now.
I just believe in it.
Oh, now I see it.
Now, there you go.
Okay, now I believe it.
Now you're a Christian.
Well, that's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good. You can believe in anything you can't see and just say it's there. Now, I went and saw a motor scooter, and it was reading Braille on the back of Anne Frank. And it said that you should go down to the soup kitchen and make sure you get an orphan and make that orphan into the prime minister of any country you like.
All right, yeah, I'm game.
You good? You're game? Oh, you are a bit gamey. You should have washed your forehead.
I can't help it. I'm shiny.
Well, maybe you should just squint up your testicles and believe you're clean. It would help us all.
All right, believe it now.
It worked.
See?
A miracle.
And that's Christianity right there.
What am I thinking right now?
You're thinking about Cherry's Jubilee on top of gravy-covered a carriage covered in porridge, made of porridge, and pickle juice, and giant hippopotamus eating your sister.
My goodness, I'm a moron. Now, I've got this motorbike, and it's got a left nut that's very loose. And I want to know, how is a cow going to talk like this?
A cow?
How's a cow going to talk like this?
A cow?
For a suspended amount of time.
It's impossible. It can't be done.
Squint up your testicles and believe in that English talking cow. It must be like a gurney. Isn't that
a gurney?
Breed a cow is a gurney?
That's something you lie on, I think.
You can lie on a cow.
That's true. That's true. You lie down on a cow, have a good sleep, people cart you around. They call you Gravy Head. Why are you so dumb?
Some of the most famous fashion designers in the U.S. today have been asked to forecast what Eve will look like in A.D. 2000. One idea is a dress that can be adapted for morning, afternoon, or evening. It's the sleeves, what does it? Apparently, in A.D. 2000, we shall be having a hair-raising time. Yet another designer goes so far as to believe that skirts will disappear entirely. Shoes will have cantilever heels, and an electric belt will adapt the body to climatic changes. The lightly clad woman of tomorrow, ooh, swish, will move in an atmosphere that's scientifically kept at the right temperature. The future bride in a wedding dress of glass. What the groom will wear, apart from a worried look, isn't mentioned. A dress of aluminium, with a sash to change it for afternoon or evening, and an electric headlight to help her to find an honest man. As for him, if he matters at all, he'll be fitted with a telephone, a radio, and containers for coins, keys, and candy for cuties.
2:30 in the morning right here. I did. I called you because I felt guilty about ignoring you for the last month. Now I regret that I called you, and I don't regret that I ignored you. And I don't know what you want from me. Do you guys work? Well, you just seem to have a very large amount of time on your hands to... What do you want me to... You want me to talk about... I just have no idea how to speak to the two of you anymore. I don't know what's happened to you. I don't understand you. I don't know what you're saying. I don't know why you're saying it. I don't know why you speak to the people that you speak to or where you find them. They're stupid questions. I just don't understand. Sitting here, not understanding, I'm still trying to be your friend, but I really, really genuinely don't understand. I don't understand why it's 2:30 in the morning and I'm talking to you guys about things that I don't even understand. Yeah, Elton John is kind of annoying, right? Hey, do you guys, like, want to talk tomorrow? Does that work with your program and your schedules? That's the voice that Randy used to use when he would be on the bus talking to women. She's asking me about my sister now like a fucking psychopath. I feel like Randy is probably sweating right now. I feel like I really wanted to ruin my tomorrow by calling you today. And that's really the best answer that I have. I'm going to go let you take care of your grandfather. Yeah, okay.
now, people. Oh, and no place to call my own. Oh, I don't have any sisters or brothers. It seems like I'm in this world alone. When I had a good job, I would help most any friend of mine. Oh, but now I'm broke and need a favor, and they ain't got a lot of dime.
Who were very close to me and my family were killed in a church bombing. And then, of course, what I saw around me, I saw black people resisting. There's this myth that black people did not resist until Watts or until Malcolm or until the Black Panther Party. It's just not true. The first thing that the Black Panther Party did, of course, in Oakland was to patrol the community, to set up an armed patrol in order to ensure that black people were not harassed and intimidated by the local police department. But that had been done in the South. It was done in Birmingham. My father participated in armed patrols because they had to protect the community. They'd get out every night in shifts, of course, with their weapons, and they'd drive around the community to make sure there weren't any strange races there to bomb, because they bombed houses all over. That's, as I've said on numerous occasions, my earliest childhood memories are bound up with the sounds of dynamite.
Hit it! Oh, yeah. You know what? La-di-da-di. La-di-da-di. La-di. La-di. You know what? Yo, peep this. La-di-da-di. We like the party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just some men that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic.
What?
For all of y'all, keeping y'all in health, just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. Cause it's cool when you cause a cozy condition, and that we create, cause that's our mission. So listen to what we say, because this type of shit, it happens every day.
This is Johnny Cash. This is Johnny Cash.
And you can be with Bob and be listening to the teachings that come through, and I tell you, friends, if you could just just pull out that wallet. Pull it out of your pocket. Pull it out of your purse.
Lay your hands on the radio.
Bob begins fulfilling his promise to help bankroll the extremes.
I never know exactly how to make my opinion clear, because I object to all punishment whatsoever. But there are an extraordinary number of people whom I want to kill. Not in any unkind or personal spirit, but it must be evident to all of you. You must all know half a dozen people at least who are no use in this world, who are more trouble than they are worth. I think it would be a good thing to make everybody come before a properly appointed board, just as he might come before the income tax commissioners, and say every 5 years or every 7 years, just put him there and say, sir or madam, now will you be kind enough to justify your existence?
And you will know my name is
Bob.
Go ahead, make my
Bob.
Bob Dobb, living avatar of Slack and saint of sailors on planet Earth.
Cheeky Mota, Mota, Cheeky Mota, Mota, Cheeky, Cheeky Mota Cab.
I am a heavy metal nerd. But after struggling to explain what this music means to me, I finally painted an accurate portrait of this blessed excrement of emotional expression. It feels like you're in a forest, but not a Disney Technicolor Fern Gully fantasy forest where the animals are all smiles and song. No, this is a fuck you forest, where every gnarled branch is giving you the finger while suffocating every single singing creature in sight. And it's snowing, and all you have for clothing are the fur skins of your mystical bear companion, who fell to his doom in the Chaos Cavern, dying broken atop rocks. His final request was that you eat him for strength and wear his fur as camouflage from the demonic bear legions he had been banished from for refusing to partake in their sing-along song animal annual blood marathon. His screams haunt your dreams, so after cursing the gods who left you no choice but to skin, eat, and forge weapons from the bones of your dead companion, you continue on your journey, warmer, well-fed, and armed with an arsenal of really sharp bear bones. Your mind then melts into a collage of memories from your beloved peaceful lands, peaceful no longer, ever since the frostbitten Necro Lord unleashed his demonic bear legion riding Necro hordes upon your realm in search of the Oracle Stone. That bastard got what he was searching for. It is then that he appears, the frostbitten Necro Lord. More frostbitten and necro than the legends of old foretold, the Oracle Stone perched atop his crown, the split sky weeping the tears of all whom his wickedness had forsaken.
Soon Bob will have thousands of followers.
Uncontrolled thinking, controlled by Bob.
Now see another dimension on your TV. Yes, fear the stark fist of removal no longer. Become physically attractive overnight.
Sentenced to work. A dead end 9-to-5. Trapped in a dingy corporate cubicle hell. Then go to work in the darkness on the midnight shift. Any chance you get, selling gas at the corner shell. Three-letter groups. Listening in on you. Under surveillance, courtesy of Big Brother in your car. Drones monitor each and every move you make. buzzer twice, but all you wanted was just a hand. They say you have the right to remain silent, so shut your mouth. Don't mention the broken promises and lies of hope and change. Powers that be will never win. A storm is coming, get ready.
Came to worship every bastard and bitch on your bullshit rain god mythologically redundant ark. Cause we're the sharp-tipped children of the cult of the shark. We're making our mark, we don't pay to park downtown after dark. The sharp-tipped children of the cult of the shark. Sharp-tipped children of the cult of the shark.
And it's hard to drop, and drugs are like that too. Like a baby going through a phase, and like a player playing in a daze. Yeah, yeah, you break a rule and you have to pay. It may not hurt, but then again it may. Drugs are like that too, you know. Drugs are like that too, I know.
The idea is to keep the green alien landing craft from taking your humans from the ground and changing them into mutants. A mutant is very dangerous to you because he flies faster than you do and shoots at you.